Wir haben das Lamed Ches Lamed Beis around 12 lines from the bottom. Eloho da Omar Rav Yehuda. We are be'etzem in the middle of a sugya that Rav had asked Akashe Astire Rav Chizdar asked Akashe and Rav. Rav Paskin, like the Dalet Zakenim, that it is steak douches. And Rav Paskin, no da boze, asura boze. Shabbos v'yontev, no da boze, asura boze. So the kasha is, if it's two kedushes, so why is it asura boze? So Rabbi said, there the iser is al tzachonim. Not it's because kedusha achas, no. You have to have, for Suda Shabbos, it has to be Muchen from a Yom Chol, not from Yom Tov. In the Gemara, Eres Takashe, it says that you could be Meilech the Erev B'Yom Tov Sheini, if Achon is also, so how could you be Meilech at the second day? So the Gemara said that Chilas HaYom is Kaina. So we're going that Bemis in the Seisa Hachone, and Vafal Pikein, it could be Meilech the Erev in Yom Tov Sheini, because it could be Meilech the Erev the second day, which is Erev Shabbos, because Tchilas Hayom Kainis, and Meilech Shabbos is Meichen La'atzmai. Then the Gemara asked the Kasha, if Shabbos is Meichen La'atzmai, so why can you be Ma'arev Belogin? If you say that Tchilas Hayom is Kainis, why can you Ma'arev Belogin Shol Tvu Yom? So it should be good Erev, b'shas the Erev is Chal, the Login are Toher, and it becomes, it's Trumas Maisa. So the Gemara said, it's a Bezundra Din of Erev, you need Ruhiyim Iboid Yom. Then we had a Kash, if you need Ruhiyim Iboid Yom, how could you be Ma'arev, Alpaim Lemizach, and Alpaim Lemayrev? So the Gemara said, you're Ma'arev Take, Elof Lemizach, and Elof Lemayrev. Elo Hoda Omar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, Rav Yehuda is a Moire. Irev Beraglov Yom Rishon. If a person was Ma'arev Beraglov Yom Rishon, Ma'arev Beraglov Yom Sheini. Irev Bepas B'Yom Rishon, Ma'arev Bepas B'Yom Sheini. In fact, the Gemara HaKomeichin Miyontev L'Shabbos. If there's an Isser HaChone, so I'm asking a kasha komeichin miyontev l'shabbos. So l'chaira, what is the kasha? We had just said before that chilas hayom kaine, Shabbos is meichin la'atzmoy. So what is the Gemara's kasha? So let us see Rashi. Irev bepas berishem arev bepas b'sheini lekamen meforeish ba'oisai pas. The same pas that was used for yontev rishin, it should be used for Shabbos. For Komeichen, so Rashi, the kasha is Ksheme'arev Beraglov B'Sheini B'Yontev L'Shabbos. The kasha is when he's Ma'arev Beraglov. What is the kasha? B'Shloime Ma'arev B'Sheini B'Pas Teratzta. You told me already a teretz how you can be Ma'arev B'Sheini B'Pas. The Trilas Hayoim Koine Erev. You said that Trilas Hayoim is Koine Erev. The Erev, the Pas, and the Erev that is Chal with the Pas, Shesike Memelekoni. The Loshna is not too clear, but he means that even though you are Shoisik, but it's Kaina Memele. That means, since this is the Pas that you were Ma'arev yesterday, you're returning it back to its Mokim Ashvisa, where the Mokim Ashvisa was, he doesn't have to say anything. Yesterday he said there should be an Erev for today and tomorrow. He just brings it back. So Memele in the Etzem Kinyin, so you say the Kinyin is Chal Mitchilas Hayoim, Shabbos Meichen La'atzmoy. Ela Erev Beraglov Salke Daitoch, the boy Lemeimer, Shvisosi Bimkoimi. Here you have to say, Rishonim Amavayer, because here he went away. The Ritva says as for a bypass, the pass was taken away. The pass didn't go away from the Mokim Shvisa. The pass was taken away. So when it's brought back Lum Koimoi, so Mamela, it's not necessary to say that it should be Koine Shvisa again. Mashenken, he went away, Midaitoi, so Mamela, so when he comes back, the Gemara held it is necessary to say, I want to be Koine Shvisa, with that when I'm here again. So he has to say, the boy Lemaima, Shvisosi Bim Koine. So what's the problem? Well, we said that Tchilas Hayom Koine, so you Koine Shabbos, and Shabbos is Meichen Latzmoy. So Rashi says, that is true, but V'loimotzi L'chavim Tchilas Hayom, he can't be Mechavim to say Shvisosi Bim Koine the second it becomes Shabbos. Uboi Lemaima Mi Boid Yom. So the amire for the hiloch has to be miboid yoyim v'yishtakach the meichin ba'amirosoy miyontav l'shabbos. So this should also be merzike hachone. Here he's doing something in yontav l'tzoyrach Shabbos. So this should be yosa al tzachone. Yeah. And for the Gemara, do you think when he goes back Erev Shabbos he says something? He takes says Shvisosi Bim Koimi. The Ozal Vishosik Vyosef. He goes and he's quiet. He doesn't have to say anything. And the Kinyan is Chal B'Tchilas Hayom Shabbos Meichen L'Atzmoy. So what are you telling me? He doesn't have to say anything. Keman Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri doma hefze hefker koinen shvise. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri lekamon b'mi shahitziyu kamar the yoshon koinen shvisosay. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was speaking about that if someone found himself outside of Trum Beisoy, let us say that the Shabbos is 6 o'clock. And he's outside of Trum Beisoy 5 o'clock. And 5 o'clock he decides to go to sleep. And he sleeps. And he wakes up 7 o'clock. So now the Shaila is, where is his Mokim Shvisa? So one time the holds, his Mokim Shvisa is Beisoy. He didn't have any kavonis to be Koine Shvisa someplace else. His Mokim Shvisa is Beisoy. And now he finds himself Chutz L'Trum, so it's doch bitter. So one time holds. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, that he was kind of shvisa bim kaimoy. Ah, he was sleeping, he didn't have any kavone. Afopikei. So it seems that alone, that he was there, so that's his kind of shvisa there. So it seems so Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri come with the yoshin kind of shvisa, soy. Vavol gav davi kechevtze hefke baalme, shein odo maknalem shvisa, there was no das bechlal on kinyan shvisa. No, the Metzius that he was there, that Guva makes, he's kind of Shvisa there. So you're kind of without us. I'm here. So Memele, so the Gemara said, so of course, you can be kind of when you're asleep, so you could be kind of without saying anything either. But the Gemara, but this is only according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So Gemara, Afilu Taim Merabon. No, this is nothing to do with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Afilu Taim Merabon. Ad kan loy pligi rabbonen alei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri ele biyoshon. A person who's a yoshon in taki doesn't have any das kinyin. So memele the loy motzi yoma. Avol b'niyo di boy lemeima motzi yoma. But a niyo that is aware of what is happening. Nizabar amir. Afal gav de loy yoma keman doma dom. He don't have the beferish amir. So if you don't have to have a beferish amire, so be kinder with shtike. So it's not merzi kemeichen miyontav l'shabbos. So trashi b'niyur garsina. So the Gemara weiter, omaloi rabbe barav chonin labayim. I have shmiyelei lemar. If rabbe would have known of this paraisa, Which baraisa? Ha de sanya. La yahalech adam l'saif sadeyu. A person is not permitted to go l'saif sadeyu leida mahi tzricha. To find out was tutzach dalton. What he needs in the sadeh. Ki yoyitzei boi, though this is a filu mahi tzricha, yamai tzricha achar Shabbos. Yep, la yahalech b'Shabbos leida mahi tzricha achar Shabbos. So you should know what to do with it after Shabbos. Ki yoyitzei boi. A person should not take a spatzir till the Pesach Medina to be marshach alatrum kadesh ikonis lemelchitz miyad. That by Tzoy Shabbos, he's on the Pesach Medina, so he could go right away to the melchitz. Zok Shabbos, zok Rashi, leyetayil odom b'Shabbos, oy b'yontev, samach lachasheich at Pesach Medina, Kedei liskarev lemelchitz, so he'll be close to the melchitz liyos mezumim likoneis kshetech shachmiyad, that he should be able, as soon as it's Meitzoy Shabbos, to go into the melchitz. Now, what is the reason of these isurim? Almen. Aval gav dehiloch greida of it. He's only walking. V'loi omar midi. And he didn't say anything. Also, so weiss doch ois, that is a psabchine, that actions are louder than words. But he's walking alone, you see what he wants to do. The gabi erev, ibedi bure hava osa mishum achone, bishtikusanami hava osa. That means that you see from what he's doing, what his intentions are. So memelas, so if dibur would fall into the category of mechim, so the etzem hilach to that mokim also should fall into the category of meichin. So the Gemara says, v'loihi. He told them if he would have known of this baraisa hodabei. So Moses says, v'loihi, shomalei. Rabbi was aware of this baraisa, v'loi hodabei. Why? Because there's a difference. Osa muchecha milsa. There take his actions, atake speaking. You see what his intentions are. Here it's not Muchecha Milsa. Let us see what the Muchecha Milsa is over there. Zut Rashi. Muchecha Milsa, my boy besodeyo. Vos tuter dorten in the soda. Im loy leida, mahi tzriche. He wants to find out what it needs. Brachmona omar mimtsoi chevtsecho. Vechein bepesach hamedine. Abo chutzle ir atchum. A person is not going to the soif here. He's going chutzleir at atchum. Lemuchacham milsa deleiruvi letzayrach mocher kozel. Here it is not mucher that is his intent of going there. Veloimaski inshi adatayu. And people don't go nishcholem in that's his intentions. So memele, if it's loimuchacham milsa, so memele, so it's not merzike hachonim. What his intentions are is gonish. The whole thing was, it's, if a dibur would be also because that's megale that he wants to be meichen. The etzem erev is koine betrilas hayoim. Now to do a pu'ule, or to show what you want to do, a gilui das, what you want to do in yonta would also be merzike meichen. But over here, leimuche chamilse. What is he doing? Er was tutter dorten. He's going in the middle of nowhere. So that's no kashe. Itzuve mirabonon hu omrinin shmaite mishachte. Amoyre dike zach. Vi yatamot chochem at ois gekukt bizman chazal. What is he rashi? Ali itzuve mirabonon hu omrinon. If this person is the Talmud Chochem, omrinin shmaite mishachte. Shemaharebo. In the middle of Yontev, he got a shvere rajbe, and it's good when it's very good for the mind when you walk to clarify an inyan. And if he was a tzuba mirabonim mistom when he walked, he takis doch given azech. So he's walking along and atracht sich dorten. So ver cholim that he has an ulterior motive. He wants to be kind of shmise. Shemaharebo ve'ein daitayola. Was to tell dorten? He's not over there. He's in the middle of the Rajbe. The ein daitai olav. So, you know, it's not muchach hamilse. That's if he's a Talmud Chochem. Vimama oretzu, so wustu tadon, amrinen hamre yilchesle. Maybe he lost his chamoyer. Ba'ozali yunei. So trying to look at it. Avilu b'shabes muta lo yeshiva mitoich atchum lebeise, because no malach is involved. Avil midi, da osalei lemevet b'shabes, Osalail is munay nafshei lahu midi. Something that one is not permitted to do. Osalail is munay nafshei lahu midi. So the Gemara weiter. Now I'm going to bring back the memra of Rav Yehuda. Gufe oma Rav Yehuda. Irev beraglov b'yoyim rishoin ma'arev beraglov b'sheini. Irev bepas b'yoyim rishayin, ma'arev bepas b'yoyim shayin. Irev bepas b'rishayin. What happens, he was ma'arev bepas the first day, he brought a pas there, and the pas was nechel, ma'arev beraglov b'shayin. Irev beraglov b'rishayin, what if it was ma'arev beraglov b'rishayin? Ein ma'arev bepas b'shayin. So he cannot bring a pas the second day, she ma'arvin betchila bepas. That's a ma'arvin betchila, and there he'll have to say, Mustama, that he wants to be kind of shvisa with this pas. And ein ma'arvin betchila bepas. Irev bepas b'yoyim rishayin, that what Rabbi Yehuda said, irev bepas b'yoyim rishayin, ma'arev bepas b'yoyim shayini, Omar Shmuel uba oisai hapas. You only permit it to be ma'arev with the same pas, so Shabbos you're returning the pas likviyusai. So memele, so there it's not, you don't have to say anything, so it's not nire kemechem. Let us see what Rashi says, Daval. Irev bepas berishain, v'nechal eruvoi, ma'arev beraglov b'sheini. So then you're permitted to be ma'arev, for Shabbos you ought to be ma'arev beraglo. She'ein ma'arven betchila bepas, miyontev l'Shabbos, mishum hachone, dekori le'hashto shem erev. If this pas was not here before, so memele, so he has to be koira shem erev on this pas. So memela so it's also al tzachonim. So al koponim, so in that what is ma'arev bepas b'yayim sheini, so Shmuel says pshat and Rav Yehuda uba oisei apas. A different pas will be also. Omar Rav Ashi deike nami masnisa. The mission is also a raya that you use the same pas. Diktoni keitzet hu oisei. Meilichai berishain umachshev olav. The first day yontev he brings the pas to the tchum. Benoitloi, then he takes it away. It should be shomo. Uboloi b'sheini machshev olav oichloi. By stois from the mishnah, this is the pas that he was noitel the first day. He eats the second day. But by stois, it's the same pas. Uboloi, and later he goes back. The rabbonon, we'll see who these rabbonon are. Dilma hosam eitze toive kamashmalam. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi dekonami, de ba'oisei pas de kora olei sheme esmel. The pas that he was kore sheme esmel, vahashte koshosik. That's on, then it's permissible. Avloi be pas acheres. The boy lemikri shem erev hashta. A second pass will have to be koyreshem. That'll be yosar al tzachon. So memela zebay states from the mission. The rabbono, who are these rabbono? Abaye verabe bar chanon the kometami leel aachone de rabbe. They were asking on rabbe. They were asking rabbe said that what that aachone is also. So they asked him, so how are you allowed to make the Erev? And, you see klar in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah holds you have to make with the same pas, and that takes away the Iser Achone. ולייאלפי מהם אסניסן דדייקה כבוסי דמשמה בפס אחרס לוי אלמה החוני. So weißt du, this is also a hachone. This also falls into the category of a hachone, and it is also Amira would be also. That's why you need the same pas that you avoid saying shvisosi bimkaimi. So lechayre, it's mucha from the Mishnah, this yesod, that Amira is an hachone, and fakad, you avoid the Amira by bringing the same pas. Omri loch, so the Gemara says in the Mishnah it's not mucha. Dilma mas nisen eitze toive kamashmala. That what the Mishnah says, you take it away, and you bring back the same pass, not halachically you have to do it. The Mishnah's language is a practical aid. If you want this pass for 2 days, so take it away. It shouldn't get lost. And then then you'll have a ticha to find the second pass. But not that halachically you wouldn't have. Loilo mi boy ma'arev b'acheres. Udiktoni ein erev l'sheini. If it was nechal ha'erev ein erev l'sheini. Was weiss doch also you need the same pass. B'kniya kamaisa koma. Iloho de ma'arev. But I would think could be, you could bring a different pass. So that's why it's not muchach from the Mishnah. It's not muchach from the Mishnah at all. That you need halachically the same pas, so that's why they chep it with Rabbi. Let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis oko meichin miyontev l'shabbos. Bim toima, this is the Gemara is asking a kasha and Rabbi. The kasha and Rabbi is, since you'll need an amire, you're saying achon is also, so memela for achon the memela is also, so amira should also be also hakomeichin miyontev l'shabbos. Kasha and Rab, ve'im toima frektoisus amai loy porich l'Rab Yehuda gufe. Why asking an Rabbe? Ask Rab Yehuda alone. Yes, an Rabbe from Rab Yehuda. Mi milsei denavshe da kochach islei hachone. Rav Yehuda himself also holds that there's an iser of merze by Hachon. Mi dekoma im arven tchila bepas. He himself says im arven betchila bepas, and that's al tzachone. V'hoka omar irev beraglov b'yoyim rishoin ma'arev beraglov b'yoyim sheni. So why did the Gemara have to bring Rabin? Let's understand Rav Yehuda alone. Rav Yehuda holds also there's an iser achone im arev betchila bepas. Va'af al pikein eis to see holds ma'arev beragla. What's the difference? By ma'arev beragla we also need an amir. V'yeshloime daho dekoma ma'arev beragla v'yoyim sheini. This is not a memre of Rav Yehuda. Bereise delelk toni bo. The pligi bo Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. This is a bereise. It's not a member of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara is asking an Rabbi, not from a member of Rabbi Yehuda. No, the Gemara is asking an Rabbi from a bereise. Boho de komaisi milsei de Rav Yehuda. So Monash, when I ask him a bereise, so why do you bring Rav Yehuda? Bring the bereise. They did not know the Baraisa. They knew it through Rabbi Yehuda. Teida, so Teis says, I'll prove it to you that this is a Baraisa. This is not a member of Yehuda. The lekamon koma amilse de Rav Yehuda. That what Rav Yehuda says, irev bepas b'yom rishon, mar bepas b'yom sheni, omar shmul uba'isai pas. You have to be married with the same pas. V'heichi meporei Shmuel milsed the Rav Yehuda shoye Talmidei. Does that make sense? That Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel, and Shmuel is saying pshat v'divrei Rav Yehuda. Elevada Rav Yehuda bereise k'toni. Rav Yehuda said over a bereise. That's all. And this tikkel ere berishin is ere b'sheini b'pas is a bereise. And on this bereise, Shmuel said, uba isay pas. So what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answered that you don't need a mire, you do not need a mire, because So the Gemara thought that's like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that you don't need das liknos. I feel like Yoshin is also kind. Bim taima fraktoises, wa Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri loy omar, elo bi Yoshin chutz letchum. That's speaking about that, as we mentioned before, this person was out of the tchum, out of tchum beisa, and he fell asleep 5 o'clock, he fell from 5 to 7, Shabbos was 6, So Memela we say, so there's a Shaila. Is the Kaina Shvisa Bim Kaimai now, Shlafen de Kahit? Or do we say he's with his old Makim Shvisa? And if he's with his old Makim Shvisa, so Memela he's Chutzlatchum. So be Chutzlatchum a whole Shabbos, who will only have Daladamas. So in that Shaila, Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri says he was Kaina Shvisa. Avol Toichatchum. But what is if he's Toichatchum? Now, Toichatchum, and he fell asleep, the same person fell asleep, Toichatchum, where is he Kaina Shvisa? Is he Kaina Shvisa where he's sleeping? Or is he Kaina, or do we say his old Mokim Shvisa, that's his Mokim? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Toichatchum, Hareyu Kilagdai Anshei Oisei Ha'ir. So it seems the whole halacha, that a Yoshon is Kaina Shvisa, that's Stavke, to avoid being Chutz L'Tchum. But if he won't be Chutz L'Tchum, then we don't say he's Kaina Shvisa Bim Kaimai. We say he's Kaan Shei Ha'ir. So Memele, how does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri help here? Here he's Toich HaTchum. He's walking Toich HaTchum. And you say he's kaina shvisa like a yoshim. A teich atchum according to Rabbi Yechim, there is not kaina shvisa bim kaima. A reyu kan she yehir. Beishloime, the hosom, mishum de stome, daitoi li yis kaan she yoisa here. There the svor of Yechim and Benuri is because he wants to be kaan she yoisa here. Bustava kaina zain shvisa in the middle of no place. So we say it's daitoi li yis kaan she yoisa here. But here, it's not Daitali, it's Kanshi Yaisa here. The whole purpose that he's going there is only to be Kaina Shvisa. So there, Viltaka be Kaina Shvisa bim Kaima. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Rab Yehuda Oime, Rosh Hashanah Shehoyo Yorei Shemot is Abir. Let us see Rashi. Shemot is Abir, Begoyle Kamayri. A person was in Chutz Loretz. Shemo Yasu Bezen Hagodul Elul Mu'uba. Maybe Elul will be the 30th day of Elul, will be also Elul. The Yiyu, some Amela, there'll be 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Vishne Yomim Toivim. The Yom Lamed and Yom Lamed Aleph. Vuhu tzorich leilech berishen litzad echot, u besheni litzad achem. And he's afraid there might be 2 days yontif. And he has to go in two opposite directions. Is ma'ariv odom shnei eruvim. So he makes 2 eruvim erev yontif. Vaima, eruvi berishen lemizrach. That for the first day, I want to be Kaina Shvisa b'Mizrach. B'Sheini l'Mayrav. Or B'Rishen l'Mayrav b'Sheini l'Mizrach. Or Eruvi b'Rishen. Or if he doesn't need to go in 2 opposite directions both days, the second day he wants to be Kibnei Iroi. So say Eruvi b'Rishen. Or B'Sheini Kibnei Iri. Eruvi b'Sheini u'B'Rishen Kibnei Iri. That is what Rabbi Yehuda held. V'loi hoidu loi chachomim, and the chachomim v'chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda. Zot Rashi. Ma'arev shnei eruvim, u'meinichen be'erev yontif, zer lekan, b'zer lekan, v'oimer kedulel. V'loi hoidu loi chachomim, the kosovri kedusha achasai. They hold that Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is considered like Yayim Ma'ariche. It's one long day. So Memeila, so you can't make 2, you can't have 2 shvises in 1 day. Va'oid Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said another kula in Rosh Hashanah. Masna Adam ala kolkola biyontev rishin ba'oichlo b'sheini. What is this? Masna Adam ala kolkola shel tevel biyontev rishin shoroish ha'shonim. A person has a kolkola basket of tvuim, of peiris. Ba'oimah, and he says as follows, im hayoim choyl, if today is choyl, tahei zu truma aleilu. So I want to be mafresh, and he's miyachid, certain peiris, that these peiris should be truma aleilu. That's im hayoim choyl. Vim hayoim koidesh, if today is Rosh Hashanah, ein bedvoriklum. So I have no intentions of being mafresh today. Dein magvi in truma biyontev. You're not allowed to be mafresh truma. The shvus tarabonan hi b'meseches beye. L'mochor oimer im esmel koidish v'hayoim choyl. If yesterday was yontev and today is choyl, tehei zu she'amarti esmel truma aleilu. So that I was miyachid yesterday should... But yesterday wasn't mafresh, because yesterday was kaidish, I wasn't mafresh yesterday. So now this should be true malaylo. Vim hayoim kodosh ve esmel choyl, kvar hi true me esmel. So then it's very true me esmel. Va oichel hakalkola mesukenis, and now the second day, yontav of Rosh Hashanah, he's permitted to eat from this kalkola, umeshayer atrume, and he just makes sure he shouldn't eat the trume. The Svas Emes is ma'irer, the Mishnah in Trume says, orum lo yitroim, a person without begodim should not be toirim, and the reason is because an orum is not permitted to make a broche. So with a hafrosh, he'll be mafresh without a broche. So therefore, lachatchila, you're not allowed to be teirim without a broche. You mafse the broche. So the Svas Emes is ma'ira, when, or does this person make, he can't make a broche. When should he make the broche? He doesn't know when he's making the ma'is hafrosh. The ma'is hafrosh is, I mean, each day it's a sofik. Yeah. He wants to be mitzadid, but he shrugs himself up. He wants to be mitzadid that, let us see nachem with the loshon of Rashi. Im hayoim choyl, if today is, let's say, the first day Rosh Hashanah, im hayoim choyl, tehei zu trume al eilu. It should be trume al eilu. When should it be trume? Not today, tomorrow. That means it should be trume. You can make trume tomorrow also. You don't have to make it now trume. So he's saying like this: im hayoim choyl, if today is choyl. So I want to make that this should be trume aleilu. But when should the chalais trume be chal? The chalais trume should not be chal now. It should be chal tomorrow. But so when am I making the trume? The chalais trume is chal in yontif if today is choyl. But I'm not making it in Yontif. Ein magbein truma biyontif means you're not allowed to make truma in Yontif. But I'm making it in Chol, it should be Chal Yontif. Even though it's a shaila in Rabbi Kivega, if you're allowed to do such a thing, but he wants to be mitzadik, I could do such a thing, since the chalois I'm making is b'chol. So let's say it should be Chal tomorrow, 12 o'clock. And then 12 o'clock tomorrow, I go and I say, im hayoim, Chol, it should now be Trume, and now it's 12 o'clock, I make a broche. And so, because Maman of Shechel be Chal 12 o'clock, either it was Chal from yesterday, it's Chal from today. But he says, he brings a Trume Sadeshin by Pidyon HaBen, Trume Sadeshin has a Shaila, is a similar Shaila. If you have a Pidyon HaBen falls out in Shabbos, you can't make a Pidyon in Shabbos, so he has a Shaila, you should make the Pidyon Friday, it should be Chal Shabbos. And you'll make the Suda Shabbos, and you'll make the Brocha Shabbos also. So the Trumas Hadeshin says you can't make a Brocha on a Chalois. That means if the Maisa Pidyon is Friday, you can't make a Brocha on a Chalois. So Mamela here also, you also can't make a Brocha on the Chalois Truma that is Chal the second day Yontif. So that is also not an Eitzah. So Stakim Sagavalde Kehore, so mean, Rabbi Yehuda Bais Tois, you're permitted lechatchila to do such a thing. You ma'abed the bracha lechayra. Now, third halacha, Rabbi Yehuda said, b'chein beye shenil da berishin, te'ochel b'sheini. Rosh Hashanah, so it's sveike de yoyme, so beye shenil da berishin, te'ochel b'sheini, b'lehoidu lech chachomim. Zogt Rashi, Lehoidele Chachomim, the Savri that Tavai Kedusha Achasi. They hold both days Rosh Hashanah as one Kedusha. They ain't, yeah, that's on before, but maybe Ben Truma, that's on the previous Halach. The same thing over here by Bey, it's one Kedusha, so Mamela, so it's, it was Noilad in Rosh Hashanah, it's Yem Ariche. Rabdoise Ben Akinas Oimer, Ha'iver Lifnei Hateve Beyontev Shoresh Hashanah. Oima hachlitzeinu Hashem alekeinu es yoyim reish hachaydish hazeh. Im hayoyim, if today's reish chaydish, so it should be today, im lemocho. Lemocho oimer im hayoyim im emesh, v'loi hoidu loi chachomim. So trashi hachlitzeinu zarzeinu v'hachlitzeinu k'mein echolitz chushim. Nei God, Nei Ruven, Nei Cholitz Chushim, Ubi Nizdares. Im Hayoim Imochel, Im Hayoimu Achlitzeinu Hayoim, Bimochel Mochel. Lehoidu Leichachomim, Bigmore Meforesh, what is wrong in this Nusach? I at Nokoi, because Sovri Lav Sofiku, Lagabi Rosh Chodesh, there's no Sofik. Ele Yoim Rishin Hu Rosh Chodesh, Oy Azikorin Koi, בכלל דעניין תמי מספר לארץ ראש חיידש כסוברי דעין מזכירן של ראש חיידש בראש השונה וכן let us see the first תוספות וכן ביה שנו דה ביום ראשון so what is so Rabbi Yehuda said ביה שנו דה בראשון is מותר בשני means that they hold that it's also b'sheini. They hold that it's yom kedusha achas. Perish v'loy hoydu loy sheteyachel afilu b'sheini because it's a kedusha achas. The kedusha achas. Ubereish beye the porich leman the gozer beye mishum mashkin shezov. One man the Omar said that there's a whole shail in the beginning of Masechtas Beye, Abeye Shenildo, why is it also? So one man, the Omer, said that it's Doime to Mashkin Shezovu. Mashkin Shezovu from Peiris, Chazal Asot, Gzeire Shema Yisroit, but they asked Mashkin Shezovu. So the Beye that slips out of the town of Goyles, it's also a similar to Mashkin that drip out of Oichlin. And Memela, so it's all one big Zera, they asked Mashkin Shezobu, all things that drip out, they asked a Beye also. That's what Mandiyama wants to say this. Like the Gemara, Laman, the Goza, Beye mishum mashkin shezovu koshed Rabbi Yehuda dohochad Rabbi Yehuda beperek chavis. Tisnan Rabbi Yehuda imer im lo oichlen by mashkin shezovu gufe. The whole iser of mashkin shezovu is if a person was malaket peiris lishtiye and mashkin dripped out. So then we ask her to drink this mashkin gzeire shema yischoit. But what if a person was melaket peiris lachile, and mashkin was zovu from these peiris? So since Bechlal is not interested in drinking the mashke, so memele, they didn't ask a mashkin shezovu. He says, the whole issa of mashkin shezovu is only if it's oimid l'shtiyah. So memele, frek the gemara kashe, desnar abiyud, oimim lo ichlan yoitzi mehen muter, so this beye is oimid lachile. So bechlal, so it can't be worse than the mashkin shezovu by anovim which are oimed lachila. That Rabbi Yehuda holds they didn't answer the mashkin shezovu. That's the Gemara's kasha. So how could Rabbi Yehuda holds that mashkin shezovo only applies if it's oimid l'shtiyim. So then, beya can be also as mashkin shezovo. So what's the kasha? And we see from our Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a beya is also, because he says it's muta b'sheini. Vayis is barishin, it is also. Umishani omar Rabbi Yochanan muchlefes hashite. Zot Rabbi Yochanan muchlefes hashite. You have to be machlef the shite. So lechayre pashtus would be that don't say Rabbi Yehuda says that it's muta the second day. Rabbi Yehuda holds let's be machlef Rabbi Yehuda with the chachamim. So what'll be? So Rabbi Yehuda says it's also both days, and the Chacham will say it's also the first day. But if that's Pshah Mechlefes Hashite, so Memele, so you didn't answer anything, so it's Nach Erger. We're asking Akash according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds in Shabbos, that Mashkin Azovu doesn't apply by something which is Oymed Lachile, so what's held Mechlefes Hashite? So Chloim, if he holds like the Chachamim here, so it's noch erger, the more machmir. So Chloim, ahi the chavis machlev. That there is a machloikis. If peiris are oimid la'achile. So there it says Rabbi Yehuda holds loigozru, and the Chachamim hold they were geyser. So there's mochlefes ashite. We have to say, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds gozru afilo oimid la'achile. The Chachamim hold like Gozer, so it's very good. So if you don't Gozer for Leibid Lachila, that's what he can hold, that Abaye is also Mishamashkin Shazov, even though it's Leibid Lachila. That's if you're Machlev, the Machloikis in Shabbos. The Hach, the Hochim, how you're Machlev, if we'll say the Pshat of the Gemara is to be Machlev, the Machloikis in our Mishnah, Leihoye Maviach Klum, the Rabbonin Machmiri Tvei, the Rabbonin say it's also the second day also. If you're asking Akasha, how could Rabbi Yehuda say it's also by saying he holds like the Rabbonin, we're not answering anything. V'hod omer Rabbi Yochanan b'peirik chavis. Das was Rabbi Yochanan zog b'peirik chavis. Agavuche, tachsich mir, this is a memra of Rabbi Yochanan in Beye, machlef hashite. So it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mashkim Shezovu applies even by if Likton Lachila. V'hod Amar Rabbi Yehuda Perek Chavis Halacha Ke Rabbi Yehuda. That what? And there he means to say that if it's Likton Lachila Tzmuta, so Epes Togdach Nisht. How could Rabbi Yehuda say Halacha Ke Rabbi Yehuda? We just said that Rabbi Yehuda holds Huchlefa Hashite, so he should have said Halacha Ke Chachamim. So Taisa says, Aino lefi ma shahoysa amishne shnuya. It doesn't mean really lefi emes, it's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's the Chachamim. But the way the Mishnah was written and learned, it says Rabbi Yehuda is matel. So he says, Alochik Rabbi Yehuda. Kidiyoma ba'goizaleitzim lo maidav chisu v'tonisu halochik kerab meya. After the hepech, it's like this. Abalav, yeah. About kaponim, so, but you could very much learn that it's halachi kerameya vishishteit. But lav hochi ain't svor lahapech kan kol abovis. Tamazay to be mafach all the bovis. We won't gain anything. But ain't laharich, so memele davdo nishmarachse. Zog to Gemara weiter. Man loy hoidu loy. It says loy hoidu loy chachomim. Who are these chachamim? Omar Rav Rabbi Yosi. It's Rabbi Yosi. The Sanye moidim chachamim l'Rabbi Elazar. Chachamim wa moide to Rabbi Elazar. Now these chachamim are the chachamim in the previous Mishnah Daf Lamed Ches. We hear a machloikis in Daf Lamed Ches. If Yontev and Shabbos is two kedushas or one kedusha. The Chachamim were mesupik, maybe it's one kedusha. Rabbi Elazar said it is two kedushas. Is these Chachamim who were chaylik in Rabbi Elazar beyond miyontev leShabbos that maybe it's one kedusha? Moedim Chachamim leRabbi Elazar b'Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah shoyeyorei shemotis aber me'erev. Adam, Ma'arav Adam, Shnei Eruvim. So there is allowed to make two Eruvim. Va'imer Eruvim Berishin LaMizrach, Ubishaini LaMayrev, Berishin LaMayrev, Ubishaini LaMizrach, Eruvim Berishin, Ubishaini Kibnairi, Eruvim Bishaini, Ubishin Kibnairi. Rabbi Yaisi Oisa. So here we see in the Baraisa that who is the Choylik on these Chachomim? Rabbi Yaisi. So that what it says in our Mishnah, that the Chachomim hold, that's it says, V'lehoidu loy Chachomim, the Chachomim of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yaisi, who is Choylik on the Chachomim in the Baraisa. Omar lehen Rabbi Yaisi, I atem moidim, Shimbo Eidim in Amincha Lamailo, Shenoigim Oisi Ayoim Kodosh Ulamocha Kodosh, Rabbonon Hosom Kihechi Deloy Lizulzule Bay. Let us see Rashi what this means. Moidim Chachom. Aval gav de pligi olei de Rabbeleza. Even though the Chachomim are Chaylik and Rabbeleza. B'Shabbos v'yontiv, Shabbos v'yontiv, they have a tzad, maybe it's one kedushim. Hochem moide, de beis yomim, toivim shoresh shona, beis kedushis hain. Why is it beis kedushis? The chad minayu chol. Over there, both are yontiv, both are also with isur tchumim. So we say that, so it's one big kedusha. Ain't came over here. The chad minayu chol. Here, one day, here it's not two yomim kedoshim. The chad minayu chol. One of these days is chol. There's only one day Rosh Hashanah. Umishum sveike, the lo yodinon yavru bezn bekitchu yarche biyoim lamed aleph. Bahavalei rishain chol. Yem lamed is chol. Yem lamed nikva. Vavishaini chelu di avdilu. So here the zikha each day is not, it's not one day, it's other. It's other yom lamed, other yom lamed talad. So therefore you can make two erebin, there's a din of two kedushas. The Rabbi Yaisi oiser, the kasova lav mishum sveike, the shema bo eidim bi yom lamed. Rosh Hashanah is not only, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is not only because of the tzad sofik. The Shema Bo'edim B'yoyim Lamed, Sofik B'yoyim Lamed Alf Lechudayiskin, that's not the only Cheshbin. There's another Cheshbin, Ala'af Mishum, Shema Bo'edim Minamin Kolomayliskin. The both days of Rosh Hashanah, Afilu the Eidim came the first day, Minamin Kolomaylom, the Tavayu Kedishi. In such a case, also both days are Kedish. The Omar Rebonon Shoyu Mitzapin Lubiyim Lamed Shel Elo. They were waiting the 30th day of Elo Shema Yavoyu Eidim Shenira Salabona Boy Vikachu Bezna Sachidish. Maybe Eidim will come. Hayoyim. Vinoyigim Oise Yoyim Kaidish. So, when it came Lamed Elo, they did not know will they be Mekadish the Chaidish today, will the Tay, will today be Rosh Hashanah or not. So there was a suffix, so there were Neig Oisei Yom Kodesh. Shema Yontav, maybe it's Yontav, it's a suffix Yontav. We don't know, Eidim might come today. The Tanya, we learned, was it Tzachop Ketan and Beis HaMikdash? It's Azai. Tomit Shal Reish Hashanah Shachris. The Tomit of Reish Hashanah Shachris Kav Kehil Chosoi. So this day were Makrib Kehil Chosoi. What does Kehil Chosoi mean? Tomit Shal Chosoi. Vishir shall chayel amesukin liyayim. Vashir shall be mamayimim babikdash biyayim arishin. Since lamaisa we don't normally, but this man, the Tomit shall shacha, they never had a biru. Is today going to be Rosh Hashanah or not? So mamayla, so the Tomit shall shacha always was Tomit shall chayel. They didn't make, it wasn't a special shir for Rosh Hashanah. But Tomit shall bein abayim, oimer shir acha. The Tomit shall be nabayim if it is Rosh Hashanah. So then you say, Hasi Reisim, he say, Voshichma, he could amrinen, beperit basr shall Rosh Hashanah. This was the day that Yosef went out of the base of Soya, was Rosh Hashanah. So Mamele, So that's the shear of the Tomid Shel Bein Abai. Vimbo Eidim Acher Tomid Shel Bein Abai. But what if the Eidim came after the Tomid Shel Bein Abai? Shekvar Korav Beshir Shel Chol. The Eidim weren't there, and they were Makrib the Tomid. So if there's no Eidim, so they assume that today is not Rosh Hashanah. Tiknos Reu Mesaken Shiu Mekachin HaChoydish Mocho. So you should be Mekadish. So, really, you had an alternative. Really, it could be Mekadish now. I mean, the Eidim came after the Tomid Shel Bein Abai. She could be Mekadish now. It'll be Rosh Hashanah. But if you'll do this, it'll come out that the shear of the Tomid Shel Bein Abayim was not the correct shear. It comes out retroactively, today's Rosh Hashanah, and the shear was not the correct shear. So Tikno, in order to prevent this kilkul, that Rosh Hashanah kaponim, the Tomid Shel Bein Abayim should have a shear of Rosh Hashanah. So Tikno shear mekatshim achaydish mocha. So tomorrow will be Rosh Hashanah. So tomorrow we'll say geherig shear. So Memele, if that was the takonet, so they weren't mekabel the Eidim in Amincha Lamaila. So now we know klar that today is not Rosh Hashanah. So Lachayre, now one should be mutter, too. Now it was also b'malocha al tzofik. But now we know klal. Now it's not Rosh Hashanah. Mikomok in Gemar Yom Shloishim Noigim Kodesh Ketchilosai. The Hanhoge, which was existent till the Eidim came, or till after till the Tomid Shel Bein Abayim continues. Shekach Tiknu Shiyen Noigim Oisai Hayom Kodesh. Even the Gemara of the Yom, even though the Sibbe of the Kedushas HaYom till now was because we were Chayish, maybe the Edom will come. So Bemele, even though this does not apply anymore, you should be Mamshech the Hanhoge that was till now. V'avapi sheYoidim sheYitche leYom Hamochos leMocha Kodesh. That is not the only cheshbon for the Beis Yomim. Elo, there's another cheshbon also. Shema bo eidim acher tomid shel bein abayim. V'nogu bezn shneim kodesh ka'ovdi. So memele, this sofik was also taken into consideration. If this sofik was taken into consideration, so this din, that noigim hayoim kodesh ulamocha kodesh, this is a kedusha vadois. Both have the same Shem. We midarabonon we mamshech the anhoge which was till now. We say it still remains Rosh Hashanah, and tomorrow is also Rosh Hashanah. So it's one big day of Rosh Hashanah. So memele. So in the Geula we have to reckon maybe this occurred this year. So memele. So there's a cheshbon of kedusha ariche. Iata moideke de frishes alma anan. The chakina mi bezden mesavkelon dilma hochi habe. Petavayu kaidish. So mamela, we have to take this in consideration also. So mamela, since there's such a possibility, so mamela, all these coolest that the chachamim said do not apply. That was Rabbi Yossi Steiner. Rabbonon omri loch, hosom nami, Kivin de nitche leyoim hamochos hava rishon chol. No, afilo in your case, that the eidim they weren't mekabel the eidim in a mincha lamail hava rishon chol v'loy havi kodesh elochat. If they're not going to mekabel the eidim, so the second day is Rosh Hashanah. V'hai de tikon ligmer hayoim bekedusha. That's what they said, you should continue the Yom Bekdusha. Ki heichi deloy lezulzulei b'yom lamed shal shon acheres. The Asad Meloche, after they weren't mekabel the Edom anymore, because of Yobi Matam Meloche, so next year, now remember, last year we did Meloche Yem Lamed, so we'll do Meloche Yem Lamed this year also. The Shariyas Lulasa is by Meloche, Min HaMincha Elamayla, Kshayoidim Shayitche, when they know that it was Nitche, so you'll permit them to do Meloche, also a mevet beinami koydem amincha. So next year they'll do it koydem amincha. B'shema yevoyu eidem koydem amincha. V'yayayim koydesh. V'nimtza sh'osu melocha b'yontev. The Ritva is mevayer pshat in Rashi as follows. That Rabbi Yossi held that the lomdus was that since the Ritva puts it as follows. Kiven sh'eschilu boy al dashe yontev me'atoyre. The day started that they were noyik kedusha shonta because maybe it's taka yonta. She yavoyu eidem koidem mincha. Vegam shuris adin she yecholim lekatshoy. And it could be yonta. When the eidem come, it could be yonta. So they started off the day that the anhoge, it could be yonta. And it really it could be yonta because it could be mekabel the eidem. He nichu bigdusha se keilu hu yonta. So means that what they started out with, and that what it could be, that midrabanan remain. So it is taker Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda svirlei the whole time of einem ibnei lach like kovoid v'lasoy se kedusha achas. Napshad, since it started off yontev and it could be yontev, so they gave it in yontev. Elakidei shalay yizalzuluboy the whole. They asked that b'meloch at the end of the day that a zuzul should not come about next year. But not that since it started off yontev and it could have been yontev, they gave it a din yontev. They asked b'meloch, that's all what they did. But it doesn't have a din of kedusha achas. So shtei kedushas. That is the machloikes, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see Taisus. Moidim chachomim l'rabelezer. Teimo, the svoras chachomim hafucho mimad lekaimolon kerav, the posik la'el kedalet zakeinim, the shabbos v'yontev beis kedushasein. This is fakert from svoras rav. Here in Rosh Hashanah, they are moide that it has a din of two kedushas. Moidim chachomim l'rabelezer. They're moide to Rabelezer that here it has a loche of two kedushas. Ubebeis yomim toivim shal Rosh Hashanah, kaimulonami kibosei, the neuda boze, asure boze, vahainu ipche misforas chachomim. He says, the chachomim, is this of Shabbos in Yontev, Shabbos in Yontev, that Rav Paskins like Rav Elezer, the chachomim achilik on this svore. He says, the svar of Rabbi Lezer is, even though, the Maramisod is Mavair as follows, the svar of Rabbi Lezer is, even though both days are also betrumim, afal pikein, since there are different halachis in both days, one is Shabbos and one is Yontif, there are different halachis, so that alone, so even though l'gabi tchumim it's one halacha, but since different halachis, l'gabi other dinim, this is yontav, this is Shabbos, so since different halachis apply, so this is called two kedushas. The chachamim hold, the chachamim achaylik on this svara. They hold that even though different halachis apply, this doesn't make it to have a din of kedush, two kedushas. The svaras chachamim afuche mimad de kaimulon kerav. The posik lo kerav fidalz kainim the Shabbos of Yontav beis kedusha saying. So they hold that alone does not make it for two kedushas. Afal pikein Rosh Hashanah they hold that it has a Torah's Ketu Kedushas. Rosh Hashanah, they hold it does have a din of Ketu Kedushas. Because of the Suffolk. Because of the Suffolk, it has a din of two Kedushas. So let us understand this. Rabbi Lezer holds Moidim Chachomim L'Rabbi Lezer. So let's understand this for 1 minute. According to Rabbi Lezer, why is Rosh Hashanah Moidim Chachomim L'Rabbi Lezer? So why is Rabbi Lezer holds by Rosh Hashanah? It has a din of two kedushas. Now why does Rabbi Lezer hold it has a din of two kedushas? Rosh Hashanah. So the Meremisod is Mevaya, because just like Shabbos and Yontif, since they have different halachas, they have a din of different kedushas. So Memeila Rosh Hashanah also has different halachas. What's the different halachas? That the second day Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to be Mekavar Ameis, and the first day not allowed to be Mekavar Ameis. So Rosh Hashanah also has different halachas. So according to Rabbi Lezer, the different halachas give it a din of two kedushas. The Chachamim hold the different halachas do not give it a din of two kedushas. But afal pikein, we might it as a din of two kedushas because al tzveikah d'yomer. Since there's only one day yontif, so that's why it has two kedushas. So Abba Rabbi Lezer weiss dachois, moitim chachomim l'Rabbi Lezer, Vice is according to Rabbi Lezer, it has a din to kedushas like Shabbos and Yontif has a din to kedushas, and that's what the Brei Misod says, because here also two halachas apply. Second day Rosh Hashanah Kvuras Hameis is Mutter, the first day it's us. And Rav holds like Rav Paskins like Rabbi Lezer. So it should have been according to Rav, that it should have a din of two kedushas out the different halachas. Ubebeis yomim toivim sharei shoshana kaim lo nami kevosei the neul the bazeh sura bazeh. Because it's kedusha achas. Vainu ipche misvores chachomim. That means as follows. Einoch hanami. That means that Tosis is asking as follows. The Chachamim understood that according to Rabbi Lezer, it should be two kedushas. Moidim Chachamim Rabbi Lezer. The Chachamim understood according to Rabbi Lezer, since there are different halachas each day, so there's a din two kedushas. I disagree with you that two kedushas, that different halachas make two kedushas. But he'll be moidim to you altsof. And so Memele, so Rav that Paskins, according to Rabbi Elezer, the halacha should be that Rosh Hashanah should have a din of two kedushas because there are different halachas. Not because of Sofik. That's the Chachamim Shtik Torah. Forget about Sofik, but there are different halachas. So the different halachas should make it two kedushas. And the end it comes out that Rav holds that no the bazaar surah bazaar. Why? Because it's Yom HaRichter. It's not Osar Al-Sofik. Abba V'hainu Ibrahim Misvoros Chachamim. The Chachamim held that according to Rabbi Lezer, that it has a din of two kedushas because the different halachas that apply in each day. So why does Rav disagree in this Nekuda with the Chachamim? He says, we see the Chachamim understood Rabbi Lezer different than Rav understands Rabbi Lezer. Rav Paskin like Rabbi Lezer, and here he says, since it's Kedusha Achas, it has a din of one Kedusha. And the Chachamim held that Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, it should have a din of two Kedushas, since the different halachas apply each day. That's Tosfos Kasha. Iatem moedim li shimbo edim. Tema. L'rabbe di oma beperikama debeit. So Al Kaponim, what did Rabbi Yossi tainer? Rabbi Yossi tainer that it's Kedusha Achas, because Oiseyim Kodeshim, Oiseyim Kodeshim Lamocha Kodesh. Taim, L'Rabbe Doma Bepeh Kama Debeya, Mitakonis Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakai, Shehiskin Shemikablam Eidus HaChodesh Kol HaYom, after Churban Abayis, the whole reason they weren't Mekabel Eidus Min HaMincha L'Mayla was because of Takonis HaShir. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, so this only applies because man is a Beis HaMikdash. After Churban HaBayis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Mesakin, now we should be Mekabel Eidus Kol Hayoyim. So now from Mekabel Eidus Kol Hayoyim, so Rabbi says, after Takonis Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Shehiskin Shemekabel Eidus Achoydish Kol Hayoyim Kuloi, is Beis Shori. So now Beis Muta, because now, so now it's either that is no kedusha ach. It's not no yigemoyse yom kodesh shalomocha kodesh. If the eidim, because if the eidim, the manush, if the eidim come today, today is kodesh and tomorrow is chayil. The eidim don't come today, so tomorrow is kodesh. But there's no after the kodesh rabbi yechem and zakai. There's only it's other other. Either today is kodesh or tomorrow is kodesh. V'chiloi nechliku Rab Yosi v'Rab Yehuda ela b'zman shebeis amigdash kayim v'loi l'doiris. Because others speak out. Rab Yosi, Rab Yehuda was after the Churban HaBayis. So after the Churban HaBayis, so Rab Yosi shtik teire pastach nish. Rab Yosi shtik teire, it was that since noi gemoisi yom kodesh l'mocha kodesh, that I could because of the din of kedusha achas. That was before the takon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But after the takon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so l'maise, there's no such din noi gemoisi yom kodesh l'mocha kodesh. So what's this machloikis of Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim? And Rabbi Yehuda? V'yeshloime, the nafke mine, af al gav, the pligi, בארץ ישראל בזמן שבית המקדש קיים כדמש מלישנה דקטני שיורי שמה תסבר even though it means this machloik is applied בזמן הבאיס if it had a din of kedusha achas or shtei kedushes מכל מוקים נפקה מינה פלוקטאיו גם גבי לאחר החובן לבני בובל. For the Bnei Bovel, after the Chubin, it will also apply. That means whatever was in existence, Bizman Habayis, remains for the Bnei Bovel after Chubin Habayis. Aye, Rabbi said that after Chubin Habayis, things change, because Rabbi Yechon Mezaki was Mesakim, Shemekavlo Mesaidim, Minamin Cholomayl. To ho de koma Rabbi mitakonis Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai, Beye Shorye, Hainu davki livnei Eretz Yisrael. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael, by them, Beya would be muta. Kidiktoni hosom behedya. Ha lon vahalahu. It matters. There's a difference between the Bnei Bovel and the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. What is the difference? Lefi sheyesh lahem hekeire. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael have a heker. Shnishtan alem aminig acher achubin. They saw the difference. So they saw Yemekabla Eidus Kol Hayoyim. This was not existent Bizman Habayis. So Memela by them. So we say that after the Konus Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai, it's two kedushas. Ah, well, but there's only one Derech Shoshana. Ah, well, Ibnei Bovel are always ignorant what was occurring in Eretz Yisrael. They always had 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So Memele, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael witnessed 1 day Rosh Hashanah now again after Takanas Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai. The Bnei Bovel always had 2 day Rosh Hashanah. Shloi Nishtane Lem Haminik. The La'olam Oisin Beis Yomim. They always make Beis Yomim, so they did not. But to them it wasn't nikel what Takanas Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai accomplished. Is for them beya asura. The chamoy shebizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. Hoyo nechshav lahem beis yomim kedusha achas. Just like bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, the 2 days had a din of a kedusha achas. Hu adin la'acher chulben. They nikel lahem shum shinui. Bein koidem chulben, bein la'acha chulben. Since the Bnei Bovel do not have any, it's not nikah to them achilik, so they have the same dinim which were existent before the chulben. And since before the chulben, the halacha was, there was a din of kedusha achas according to Rabbi Yosi. So who are din? This applies according to, this remains by the Bnei Bovel. The Sfas Emes says, we see from Tosfos, that the whole din, he brings up, there's a machloikis apoiskim, if this din kedusha achas is a din lekula also or only lechumre. That means, what would the din be if nechel ha'erev beyond tev rishin? Will it be mutter beyond tev sheni? So he says, we see from Tosfos that it only had the chumres of kedusha achas. Because this svar of Tosfos that the Bnei Bovel should still have a din of Kedusha Achas, he says, Mehechi Taisi, there should be a din. Let's, if you would say the din of Kedusha Achas is Lekula also, so Mehechi Taisi, the Bnei Bovel should have a Kula of Kedusha Achas, which is non-existent at all in Eretz Yisrael now, because the Mekabel Amedim in Amincha Lamailo. So he says, so we see from Taisus that Taisus learned the whole din of Kedusha Achas is only Lechumre. So Memelus, the Taisva says, so the Chumris, which were existent, Bizman Habayis, for the Bnei Bovel, these continue to exist after the Chum.